The decades-long saga over DuPont's dumping of toxic chemicals in the Ohio Valley is getting the Hollywood treatment. Dark Waters, a film starring Mark Ruffalo as environmental attorney Rob Billett, opened in theaters Friday. The film comes as regulators and lawmakers consider new rules on the toxic chemicals known as PFAS. As Brittany Patterson reports, those chemicals are showing up in more drinking water systems around the region.
Dark Waters depicts the real-life story of the 20-year battle waged by attorney Rob Billett against DuPont. We meet Billett as a young corporate defense lawyer living in Cincinnati. His grandmother in Parkersburg, West Virginia, gives his phone number to a local farmer, Earl Tennant. Tennant lives next to a landfill where DuPont has been dumping a chemical called C8.
How many did you lose?
190.
190 cows.
You tell me, nothing's wrong here.
As we learn, what starts as a small favor to his grandmother becomes something much bigger.
DuPont is knowingly poisoning 70,000 local residents for the last 40 years.
In the real-life story, documents released by DuPont during litigation revealed the company knew for decades C8, also known as PFOA, was dangerous, but said nothing. Not to their workers, the surrounding community, or federal regulators. Billett's fight introduced America to PFOA and its related class of chemicals called PFAS. They've been used in everything from pizza boxes to flame-retardant foam sprays and in nonstick and stain-resistant products like Teflon. Billett won a $670 million settlement with DuPont, but arguably the most important outcome was a 70,000-person health study into the effects of PFOA exposure. That allowed an independent panel to link exposure to 6 diseases, including thyroid disease and testicular and kidney cancer.
This is one of those rare circumstances where the community came together, actually got the human studies done, and actually was able to confirm, you know, that this chemical was causing harm.
That's the real Rob Billett, speaking at a recent event hosted by the Washington Post.
And yet here still we are. You know, I sent a letter to EPA, I think it was 18 years ago, asking them to set federal standards and drinking water guidelines for this one chemical. We still can't get that.
The EPA has acknowledged that its non-binding health advisory levels on PFAS exposure are insufficient. Congress is now getting involved. Dozens of bills related to PFAS are snaking their way through both the House and Senate, among debate about whether there is sufficient science to regulate the chemicals. Harvard University adjunct professor Philippe Grandjean has spent his career studying the ways pollution impacts children, including PFAS chemicals.
The science is very strong, and the public health consequences are really serious.
In addition to the 6 diseases linked by the Ohio Valley C8 study, he says other research has shown vaccines might not be as effective in children with high levels of PFAS exposure. Meanwhile, a handful of states are setting their own standards, much stronger than EPA's health advisory. And more communities are testing for these chemicals in drinking water. Ohio is monitoring water systems near known contamination sites. Kentucky regulators recently released results of 81 water system tests around the state. Half tested positive for PFAS compounds. Researchers found the highest levels of contamination in eastern Kentucky along the Ohio River.
To me, where we're at right now, we're soon going to find that there are a whole lot more communities with exposed people than anyone thought.
Susan Pinney is a researcher at the University of Cincinnati. Her work has shown the use of granulated activated carbon filters to treat water reduces the amount of PFAS detected in humans. But without a federal mandate and assistance, they are cost prohibitive for many municipalities.
Those systems cost millions of dollars for a water treatment plant to install.
Pinney's work indicates the chemical's presence in the Ohio is likely linked to DuPont's activity upriver, including the dumping depicted in the film Dark Waters. In a statement, DuPont said the film, quote, misrepresents some things that happened years ago, and in some cases depicts wholly imagined events. Billett says he thinks the facts speak for themselves.
It is now in the blood of everyone. It's in water all over the planet. I mean, these are facts. And the story, I think people can see for themselves and they can judge for themselves exactly what really happened and where the truth really is here.
Balat's fight isn't over. He's filed a second class action lawsuit against 8 chemical companies on behalf of everyone in the U.S. who has PFAS chemicals in their blood. He hopes this one doesn't take 20 years. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.